Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It's an anxious time of the year for a lot of people that wrote their matric exams last year and are waiting for those results. And we're wanting to know what would the performance of this year's matric be compared to last year's and the quality of South African education as a whole. And most probably one of the best people to join us in terms of this particular topic is none other than Professor Jonathan Jansen, Professor of Education at Stellenbosch University and President of the Academy of Science of South Africa. Professor, very good afternoon to you.
Greetings, thank you.
So Prof, let's knock off with the first question. What is the quality of South African education? We're talking about high school and basic education. What is the quality at this point in time?
Well, it's sort of unchanged, you know, since the past 15, 20 years, in which the measure of our system performance, particularly in things like in primary schools, basic education, you know, numeracy, literacy on the one hand, and then also in comparative tests of achievement, science and math on the other hand, we're always at the bottom, you know, of the rest of the world. When it comes to middle income countries, definitely far behind. And even in the SADC region in Southern Africa, we fall behind countries that spend much less as a percentage of GDP on education. So in terms of objective test scores, if I can put it that way, the system hasn't changed. It has, there's been no jump in performance, you know. And those of us like myself are hoarse already from saying we've got a crisis. And unfortunately, the pandemic years has made it even worse.
What can we expect in terms of our matric performance compared to the previous year?
It's very hard to say. I happen to know a lot of people who work inside the, you know, the examination system inside of MALUSI and so on, the standard setting body. And I know the Department of Basic Education is scrambling in an effort to do the impossible, which is to take an already dire situation made worse by the pandemic and give the face, the facade, you know, of a system that's in good shape. And there's huge standoffs, as you can imagine, between the people that says, our job is not politics, our job is to set the standards for the exam, such as the emergency people, versus these political operators like the Director General and other officials who are more concerned, instead of doing their job, they're more concerned about, you know, the management of appearance, of you know, of putting on a good face. When everybody knows that kids have probably lost optimistically said a third of learning time between 2020 and 2021, one third. Now we were already in trouble. Just imagine with the lockdown, how that has impacted disproportionately, as you can expect, on majority of the schools, disadvantaged schools. So I don't expect the matric results to look very different from what it already looked in the past. It might even be worse if we were honest with ourselves. But don't underestimate the politics within the DBE, the Department of Basic Education, to again, you know, give us a veneer of decency when it comes to these results.
So, Professor, we're quick to look at the results of the matriculants and what the matriculants are going through. We speak about the quality of education over the last 14 years. But something that we don't tend to talk about is the quality of the educator. In other words, we've seen political factions emerge within educators in the schooling systems. We've seen strikes. We've seen go slows. And this obviously has an impact on our students. And when we talk about a 30% pass rate, surely a lot of this, when we see an increase in the marks dropping and we have such a insignificant percentage mark to pass, surely a lot of the blame must be laid at the feet of the educators themselves.
Yeah, you know, the problem isn't as much the teachers. There's a case to be made, but the problem isn't so much the teachers. You can change teacher behavior with good policy, if you know what I mean. So Whereas before I would sort of say the teachers aren't showing up, and that's true in many of our schools. But in many ways we haven't acted on, like, you can blame SATU, for example, the largest teacher union. That causes enormous damage to our schools, to the disadvantaged schools. But even they can be managed politically. So if you have good politics and good policy, you know, for example, if this government just said, within 5 years' time, no teacher will teach at any level in our school without a bachelor's degree in the subject of 4 years or the, you know, the 3 year plus one of the PGC, the postgraduate certificate in education. Nobody will teach. Nobody will teach without being inspected after 1 or 2 or 3 years of teaching. Nobody will teach stay in teaching unless there's a purport. That is not the teacher's fault. That is the lack of action on the government's part to set in place. You know, for example, nothing stops us from lifting the performance measure for most of our subjects from 30% to 40%, and for the 40% passes to 50%. We can do that, right? And when you do that, my experience having studied education most of my life is that the system then adjusts, the teachers then raise their game. You know, everybody then moves to make sure that we have 40 and a 50% pass. And eventually, if I were Minister of Education, I'd make that a 50% pass across the board, which already means, you know, only half of what you're supposed to do. But at least it gets us out of this very dire situation in which you need 30% to pass several subjects. So you're quite right. Teachers have a role to play, and teachers don't always play that role in many of our schools in ways that we can applaud. But they're not the problem. The problem is bad politics and bad policy that enables the situation to continue.
Professor, we've got 1 minute to go till news, and this is an important question. Do you think our kids are trying too hard to get into university? There's too much pressure for that when they should be looking at other vocational type studies.
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. Once again, you know, what the system should be designed in such a way that children can based partly on their interests and based partly on their capabilities, move into one of two streams. A minority into higher education, university studies, many more into, you know, TVET colleges, and so on, and others into other kinds of training institutions. Not everybody needs to do a BA or a BSc or a BCom, etc. But the system doesn't work like that, you know. So unfortunately, in the absence of a really strong technical and vocational education system, which we don't have, students still think, and by the way, there's some evidence to back them up, that if I get a university degree, I'm much more likely, you know, to get a good job and earn some money. That is true. So the system, people in the system, whether it's the teachers or the students, they will perform according to the kinds of incentives and disincentives, you know, that the system allows them to participate in. And unfortunately, our government has gotten away with murder, sometimes quite literally, because they've pulled the wool over the eyes of the public in giving the sense that the system is working based on the fact that a subset of schools are working well. And those schools, you know, basically in the averages, make the rest of the system look, you know, reasonably decent. But if you look at the schools that matter for me, that is the schools where most of our children go, the disruption that took place over the past, you know,
Prof, we're going to have to wrap up.
More than 8 months, we've got a serious problem in maintaining this facade of having a good system, which we simply don't have.
Prof, thank you so much. I do apologize for interrupting, but we do have the news coming up. Professor Jonathan Jansen, Professor of Education at Stellenbosch University, advising us on what we can expect with the matric results. It's now time for the main news bulletin.